it's Zoe Day.
And Eddie Day.
And we're your favorite couple.
And we're your favorite couple. That's it. No more, no less. Just listen.
We're going to make it feel a lot less lonely when you're doing that boring stuff around the house. We ask questions from our Twitter followers and our socials, and we answer them as honestly and candidly as we feel comfortable.
Yeah, we want to make you feel like you're sitting in the room with us.
And so you know that your dark sense of humor is not alone.
Because ours is darker.
So just plug in and listen to us anytime you're looking for a laugh or just a little bit of a different perspective on life's topics.
This is our podcast, What a Life. Welcome back.
Hello.
So today we are going to talk about some travel plans. Planes, trains, and automobiles.
Ooh.
And sex and all of
and
those.
And how it all ties together with
banging.
The hokey pokey.
Yeah. Turn yourself about. Find a person on a train and let them stick it in your mouth.
Yes, exactly.
Perfect.
I love how you picked the train first. Like, everyone's just traveling by train these days.
Well, I tried to look up funny facts about trains, and like the only things that I could find were like, person gets arrested on train, people get arrested on train for having sex, people get video recorded having sex on a train. But it's true, there's not a lot of trains anymore. It's like you're not going to be getting in a cross-country train. And I mean, maybe in like Europe, that could probably be more popular in Europe, but in the United States, there's not a lot of cross the
train
country.
Train action.
Yeah, a few trains.
There needs to be more train action.
Yeah, you know, what if you ran a train on a train?
I'm sure that's been done, and if it hasn't, it should happen.
Oh, 100% it's happened. There's no doubt in my mind. The first time someone made a train, they were like, what if we had like four dudes having sex with a chick on here?
It's sexual inception.
Yeah, maybe that's what was the reasoning they called it a train. It wasn't just the fact that there was a bunch of people.
It all started while on a train?
Yeah, they're like, we should call this something. Like, we should call it like something where we're all fucking one. How about we call it riding train? And they all high-fived each other.
I can picture this.
I think that's what happened.
Yeah, it's definitely how it happened. But it was like back in the day when you had to like hop trains. And
like
everyone
cowboy
was just
time?
Like, yeah, everybody's getting freaky.
I don't know, dude. That's a lot of clothes to take off back in the day. They wore a lot of stuff.
Right. Well, that's true.
You know, like, there's no quickies back in the day. Yeah. Not on a train. Well, I guess since trains are moving slow, I mean, like, they rode as slow as horses. Yeah. So I guess, like, you know.
If you could hop a train, you could
fuck on a train. Yeah. It's going to be 13 weeks until we make it to California. Come on. We could even have sex and have a kid by then. Start a whole family.
How did they already have a George W. Bush accent then? Like,
they're from Texas.
Where did they come from?
Well, that's the first one. It was somebody that was in the East Coast that had a Southern Texas draw. And then they went west, and they were like, this is the accent we're going to absorb.
I'm actually more impressed right now that you sound so much like George Bush.
Oh, okay.
Like, I feel like we need to go down this road and discover how many things you can say like him.
He's a painter, you know?
Like a watercolor painter?
I don't think so. I think he's like a legit oil painter. He paints like
soldiers. Like Bob Ross?
Yeah, but it's not really pretty. Like, oh. Nature. He's painting, like, soldiers. And
okay,
like,
but can you say, like, Bob Ross words, but in a George Bush accent? Like, happy little accidents?
Oh, come on. Look at this. This guy's just got a little pretty uniform. I'm just going to paint a little green stripe right here. It's beautiful.
So perfect.
All right. Back to our trains, planes, and automobiles.
So distracted.
Yeah, I couldn't really find much interesting things about riding trains. I mean, a train is a weird place, especially like nowadays trains. Trains are like where you go from like one part of a city to another. And if you're going to have sex on there, then most likely you're homeless.
Possibly. That's accurate. But I was going to say, there's that one train in California that runs the entire Pacific Coast Highway, right?
Yeah.
I feel like that would be a really beautiful view and a great time.
I mean, yeah, but you just have to not get caught. And I'm pretty sure those ones have like
maybe
glass
windows. Maybe you
don't
have a train run on the train.
You know, just a regular.
You just wear a dress and sit on your lap.
Well, one of you has to dress, the man has to dress like Santa Claus so it doesn't look weird.
Yeah. That's,
she's just wanting to know what her presents she wants.
Obviously. But then you might get a line for Santa, adult Santa.
Adult Santa. He's granting wishes.
And then maybe you will get a train, but it's like, Is it still a train when a, like you have like lots of girls ride your cock?
Oh, I don't
know. Or is it only a train if a girl gets lots of cock?
Wow, I don't know. I'm not sure. That's a great question.
We're not this educated in our porn definitions.
Yeah, like, and like, because they're the ones riding the train. Or wait, she's the one riding the train. So would, like, the guy would have to be on top every, I don't know. This is a really tough, this is
weird. Research. We didn't do enough research for this topic of trains.
Yeah, especially the reverse train. I've never even seen a porn like that. Oh, yes,
maybe
I have.
Maybe that's what it's called.
Yes, I, oh, the reverse
train. The reverse train.
Possibly.
Reverse cowgirl, reverse, you know, train.
So I've found way more interesting stuff about plain sex.
I would guess that's pretty accurate.
I got one with like a bunch of percentages and statistics. I have no idea how accurate they are, but like based on the like little research I did, it looks accurate.
Just like consider the information from Eddie the same amount of accurate as Wikipedia.
I'm like slightly less than ChatGTP. What? Okay, so it says, out of this study that they did, I don't really know how many people that they... Oh, okay, the 11,000 people they surveyed.
In the U.S. or where?
Internationally.
Okay.
They said 18% of sex on a plane was with staff members. And
do you think those were just like empty plane situations, or they're like getting it on while we're all just sitting there waiting for our drinks?
Yeah, it's not actually the plane rattling from the skies. It's like staff members fucking.
Yeah, they're like,
but are the staff members
turn your seatbelts on? Do not get out of your seats.
Yeah, are the staff members fucking each other, or is it like somebody on the plane fucks a staff member?
I mean, I would say majority is probably staff on staff, but
staff on staff. Ooh, staff on staff sex.
And then it's passengers slipped in there.
Oh, all right, time for the train bang.
The train plane bang?
Train plane bang. So 37% are couples, which makes sense. You know, you're on vacation. You're like,
I'm so intrigued by this because it is hard enough to go back to the bathroom just by yourself without every single person looking at you. So are you just accepting the fact that everyone knows you're in there fucking?
For sure.
Or are you trying to be discreet? I don't get it.
I think like you, one person would go from what I read on the internet. And then you wait a few seconds or minutes and then you go back and give a secret knock. And then that opens the door and you sneak in there and then you exit the same time. And it would suck if you... No, I think the only time you're going to get caught is like when you walk out and if there's a line.
Yeah, I feel like there's always a freaking line.
There is always a line. Like, oh, shit. I was just fucking in this bathroom when like this old lady's trying to take a shit.
Maybe it's always on like one of those like the red eye flights where like sleeping? Maybe everybody's sleeping.
That would be better, yeah. Or if you're in first class, you can do whatever you want. Yeah, that's probably who's banging the staff members.
Yeah.
There's no banging couples. There's no people in coach banging the staff.
Some of those private or the first classes have like full on beds.
I know.
So why wouldn't you just like have a little sneaky side sex?
I guess if it's like a really nice one, you're just like, I'm just gonna shut this door right here. If you hear any sloppy nows, it's just me eating sloppy noises. It's just me eating ice cream.
Yum. Are you making macaroni, sir?
Yeah, don't mind me.
Do you want some?
And then it said 30% are strangers.
Just meeting on the plane?
Yeah, just bump into each other.
30%.
30%? I mean,
so 18 was staff, so that's pretty low. And 30% was more about strangers.
Yeah,
but staff strangers, like maybe somebody answered it as I was fucking a stranger.
But I think it's more like you're two people on a plane traveling solo.
No, that is kind of hot.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That would be hot. Just like
you're very risky and sexy.
You get caught and then you get beat up by the air marshals.
Like, were you seated next to each other and you're just like, damn, I can see your dick through your gray sweatpants.
I read one, it was a lesbian where a girl kept eyeing this other girl and like walked by and like rubbed her shoulder and gave her the eye and she followed.
Okay, I feel like girl would be so easy, like, because girls are already accepted as going to the bathroom together, so you'd like kind of not think anything of it.
It'd be funny with guy because it's just a bunch of grunting. Is there a football practice going on in there?
Also, like, men's generally are just like larger together, so it'd just be very weird, awkward spacing for you to fit in there.
Yeah, not a lot of movement for two dudes.
But I could fit into pretty much any bathroom with any other size person.
Well, 100%. Well, the next topic will be cars, but you know, we never have problems with car sex because you're tiny.
I just fit everywhere. Yeah, I'm fun size. That's why you pack me for all the trips.
Exactly.
I'm that extra fun snack.
So this is even more crazy. So like 59% of people said they had sex in the toilet, like in the bathroom.
That's where I figured everyone's doing it. So the 50% of the 30%?
50% of the people that have been had sex in the bathroom.
So what's the other 50%?
Just wait, 59%.
In the seat?
And then 13% of those people said they had been caught.
How many?
Out of 59% of all the people that had sex on an airplane, 13% of those people were caught in the toilet.
I believe that.
Yeah, 13%.
That actually seems low.
But what's even more crazy is 31% had sex in their seat.
Are we counting like oral and handjob sex or like actual sitting on a lap fucking?
I don't know. I that's a good question. It doesn't go down to that detail. I haven't like found.
So, okay, who was surveyed? Are they people with private planes or like regular Joe Schmoes?
Dude, because I'm telling you, I got as much knowledge about what I'm reading right now as you do.
Because I had a recent subscriber who ended up having sex on a private plane. So,
how many people have private planes? You know what I mean?
I know. That's
and if
what
you
I'm
have
saying.
A private plane, are you
going
to be, if you have a private plane, are you really going to fill out a survey? You got time, you got busy things
maybe
to do.
Maybe because you want to brag about, yeah, I fucked on a plane.
See, that's like six.
Everybody
of those,
wants to.
Okay, that's like six of those 11,000 people.
Doesn't want it.
I think it's mostly regular. Like, even if you have the percentage of super wealthy, like, that's only small.
I mean, look, okay, how many of the people surveyed also had their pilot license?
Just getting head in the air.
I need so many more details on who was surveyed.
Yeah, you're too curious. Just accept it at face value.
It's the Virgo in me. I'm analytical.
But yeah, and then 14% of them were caught. We heard you
in
guys,
their seat?
In their seat, yeah. Like
it was only 1% more.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone's super sneaky. Maybe they were really quick. And maybe, like you said, it was like hand jobs
that's
and
what
fingering.
I'm thinking, like,
but that counts
that's
as sex.
Easy.
I think that counts as sex, sort of. Like, I would say plain sex. If you can get off on an airplane, it counts as plain
okay.
sex. You know what I mean? Because that's already hard enough. Wink, wink.
Also, I want to know how many people used toys as well.
Okay, well,
you have
there
that
we go.
In there? There's like, there's just suddenly a vibrator and you're like, what's happening?
It's one of those big ones.
Don't worry, I'm just massaging myself.
It's one of the big
ones.
It's one of the big ones. Like,
it's
you know,
a big one, yeah. Okay, no. Does it also include how many times you've masturbated on a plane?
I don't think it's self-sex. I don't think self-sex counts because there's probably a lot of weirdos. It's like, yeah, I've done that all the time every time I get on a plane. Oh, now, how about the kitchen galley? 9% of respondents claim to have sex. That's probably
staff?
Those are probably staff members. So that's probably staff-on-staff sex.
Yeah, unless they're including like just like a quick pumpy pump in and out and it's like, look, no one's looking, let's do it. Because I can picture that, like wearing a dress and then wearing like basketball shorts, easy.
Yeah. Sure, but who wears basketball shorts to the airport?
It's comfy, you're traveling.
Basketball players,
yeah. Maybe. So it's just the basketball players on their private team jets.
Yeah, we don't dress fancy at all, we just wear our uniform always so people know who we are. Okay, well, I also looked up some stuff about what are you gonna say?
I just was thinking of more silly scenarios like having sex in the toilet and just how many people's feet have like fallen in and you come out with like one foot is
it's
wet
blue because there's that blue weird
that's what I was thinking.
Oh, your toes are all blue, what happened? Did you open a bank bag and it explode on you?
Or like, what if someone fell in and their clothes, like, I'm just like picturing scenarios that give it away.
Or noisy people. Like, if you're noisy, you give it away all right away. Or if you're rough, because like those walls are made out of like, what, cardboard or something? You just bang on
them. Yeah, what if you hump right out?
Oh, there's somebody's face right in my seat.
Oh, man. I want to see that happen.
Me too. I don't want to be that person.
I think I want to try, but I want to see that happen for sure.
Yeah. I think I just would rather get a private jet and then do it on there. Because then it'd be like freedom. Like, you'd be like, look, pilot, leave the door open. You're going to watch.
Obviously, you want it. If you're in a private situation and you have
a pilot
and you have even a stewardess.
They're called nowadays? I think it's flight attendant. Or are they stewardess on private jets? On private jets, it's still stewardess.
I don't know.
Or if it's a dude, is it steward? Or is it steward?
Definitely. I saw your brain. I know where you're going.
Oh, man. Yeah, steward.
Yeah.
Get the stewardess and steward.
There's always an honorary steward on the plane, and he's a fill-in. So if you're wanting to like
take a
watch
break.
Your girl get fucked, or you want to make like Eiffel Tower,
or if like you know most private jet owners are probably older fellas, you know sometimes you just need to take a break. You just come in for the finishing move. Yes, like you get all the middle of the ground, buddy. Yeah. I'll get the beginning.
Can you
I'll
come edge in at the her, end. Please?
Yeah, yeah. You get her. I'll get her at the beginning. You come in, give her a bunch of them young Stewart fucks. And I'll hop out. And
I hope a Stewart is listening to this and he's just so excited for his dream job.
I mean, I don't know what. If your name's Stewart and you're not doing that job, what are you doing? And there's got to be enough.
Get rich, it together,
there's
got to
be enough rich women that have private jets that also need a Stewart.
Yeah. I need my Stewart on the plane. Please?
They're all British.
Yeah, obviously.
I don't know. Is that what's the statistics on that? American rich women that have had sex with their Stewart on the plane compared to...
Yes.
I need that statistic.
For next time.
So, how about car sex?
That's easy.
Almost everyone's had car sex.
Everybody does it.
And you can do car sex in a bunch of different ways. You could be in the car could be parked, it could be driving.
We just had car sex the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Open door.
Yeah, you just kind of... Car sex, I think it counts if your car's parked and you're outside, leaning against the car, inside the car.
On the car.
I think that, any of those things...
The hamster... The thirsty hamster. What's I told you the about the TikTok. Hamster? It was you lay on the sunroof and then.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We'll that try car that. Sex? Yeah, that counts 100%. I'd be uncomfortable, but we can try that.
I feel like car sex is definitely. That's how I had a lot of sex in high school.
I think it was that's like how every out. Single person in high school has sex. Okay. Everyone loses their virginity in a car or in the basement.
Basement.
Yeah, mine was a basement too. But if it's not a car, it's a basement. If it's not a basement, it's a car.
Oh my gosh. I want to know that statistic.
Yeah. We asked every
chime
human.
In, please. Did you lose your virginity in a car or the basement?
Oh, we're going to use that as an Instagram.
Yeah. Good question. Okay. But in car sex, so you can have backseat car sex. You can have front seat car sex. You can have car sex while driving.
Mutual masturbation while car sex? Or
masturbation. There was a whole period of my life where like I would constantly masturbate when I was driving. I was just like, I gotta rub one out. I'm driving. That's what's supposed to happen.
That's what's supposed to happen. Is that how you learn driving? Is that what you... Who was your driving instructor?
No, I was older than that.
She was like, come on, if you're gonna be driving... I'm assuming she's an old lady. If you're gonna be driving, get over here. All right, you're driving nice and smooth. Now, put your hand in your pants and rub quickly.
Yes. I wish that's who my driving instructor was. I had an old guy.
I had an old guy, too. He failed me, almost. But my old driver's ed teacher never taught me how to masturbate in my car. He just did it next to me.
Oh, my God.
It was a very strange situation. Maybe that's why I failed.
That's why you were so distracted.
Well, that's because I failed because I wasn't rubbing one out.
You would have done so much better.
B plus.
All masturbating, even the person in the backseat.
There's always got to be a third person because it's not safe.
Yeah.
Because something sexual could happen if there's not a third person.
They need to monitor that everybody's equally enjoying the ride.
Smile. Make sure you're smiling back there. We're all having fun.
Oh, what a turn.
Anyways. Well, it gives you a little bit of privacy, you know, if you're in a car. You can
park. With tinted windows? Or
I mean, depends on where you park. You know, what if you got roommates and you're like, you know, I'm really not trying to let them hear me squeaking this squeaky bed. We can hop out to the whip and squeaky.
I think we have done such. Like, we've gone out to the car so we weren't noisy.
Camping's a good time. Camping's a good time because it's, like, silent. You could put the windows up and then you can still make noise and it's still silent.
Yeah.
Unless somebody's like walking by and they see that your windows are all fogged up and the car's rocking.
Titanic right there. I will say Titanic. That was... Do you remember in Titanic when they have sex in the car?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's also the inspiration of car sex.
Car sex has been around since...
Okay, for me...
There's probably been people having sex on horses and carriage and buggies.
Yeah.
They're like, did you have buggy sex? And like, yeah, I did. Me and my wife shacked up. Our 12th kid was born that way.
But I want to know how many people statistically, like, from our generation where... Titanic came out, and that was probably one of the first, like, sexual scenes that I ever watched as a kid. And I was, like, in love with Leonardo DiCaprio after that. And I was just like, that's hot.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. You can look that statistic up yourself.
Who was inspired? Okay, there's another Instagram question. Who was inspired by
the specific
Titanic sex scene to, like,
mine was just painting titties. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to draw bitches' titties and they'll have sex with me.
Well, then get with it. I want you to draw mine.
Fine. I will draw them. I don't have to draw your titties for you to have sex with me.
Maybe I'll hold out.
Yeah.
Draw that titty right there. Draw it. Draw that titty. Wait. So. The other thing about car sex. Have you ever had sex in the car while driving?
I mean, I've gotten a BG.
Yeah.
Never had sex.
While driving.
While driving. I'm a safe driver.
I just lived on the edge in high school.
Yeah, you must have.
We just drove country roads and went really slow.
Well, yeah, that's what we did too. But most time we just parked because it was like easier that way.
But it was a thrill to be like driving and be like, ah, ha, ha.
I mean, I probably did it once, like, but it wasn't like full on, we're going to finish.
I don't remember. I probably didn't finish because I didn't think I could.
Then you met me and you're like, God, wow.
Yeah, only you.
Only me.
Yeah.
Clear winner.
That's why I was like, put a ring on it.
Exactly. Oh, plus what's cool about a car is people can catch you.
Yeah.
You know, exhibitionist, a little show off. Like, yeah, what are you guys doing? You guys are just walking into dinner. We're just, she's about to eat some of her dinner.
I'm about to leave her dessert.
Yeah. All the cream filling.
Yeah.
So, but for regular size people.
We have filmed too. We have that one in the Jeep.
Yeah.
And then we have that one when we were leaving the bar.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? And we just have the light of the lamppost.
Yeah. And when we went back like the next week in the day, we're like, oh, we are like right next to the front door.
It was very clear.
We were right next to the front. Like, oh, well, whoever walked out, and there's definitely people walking out. They're like, oh, look at this shaky Jeep.
Or like car wash sex. Like how many times do you think people have done?
Because
I masturbated that one time going through the car wash.
Yeah. I don't know. How. Like you got to be fast to go through a car wash.
I brought a toy.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about, like, if you're going to have sex, you got to be able to have, maybe if you have
that's
one of those,
a game.
Well, if you have, like, a larger vehicle where you could put the seats back really quick, or, like, maybe if you have, like, an Astro van, you know, where you can just be, like lift the armrest and hop in the back seat really quick. And you already have to be naked, though. And the people that are spraying off the windshield and stuff right at the beginning, they're just going to have to see you naked. Be like, yeah. Oh, this is just how I drive.
Well, why do you have to be naked? I mean, literally, you just need to pull your
wiener out
of the hole.
I only have sex naked, fully naked.
Yeah. Like, but don't forget, leave your socks on.
Yeah, you don't want to get dirty feet.
Yeah, leave the socks on. But definitely take everything off, just like when you shit.
Yeah, I don't really have a lot of like car sex. Oh, I
do you did, want me to fix that?
Yes. Yes, 100%.
Are you blushing?
No, I'm. The blood's rushing to my head.
I can tell.
Oh, so I found this article says how to have sex in a car, a beginner's guide on LinkedIn.
Oh, very
so
nice.
If your LinkedIn profile isn't talking about how to get laid in a car, are you really on LinkedIn?
Get with it. This had to have been put out by a Gen Z.
Why? Do they have a lot of sex in their
cars? I'm just saying they're like so open and they're like, I'm putting this on LinkedIn. This is the first thing on my resume.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to say their name because I don't want to embarrass them.
They're going to be disappointed you didn't give them more credit, actually. Yeah.
I feel like I should.
If you just Google LinkedIn
how to have sex in a car.
Yeah, there.
Colon, a beginner's guide. And not colon as in a butthole colon. Colon as in a writing
grammar.
All right. First off, they say communication and consent. If you're going to be having car sex,
definitely a Gen Z here.
Well, that and no one should be not asking for consent.
Clearly,
body language also works. You know, if they're shaking their head no, definitely that's a no. You know, like that's a hard no. But if they're shaking it yes vigorously with a smile on their face, clearly
continue.
Proceed. Yeah, and it says clothes, consider wearing a skirt. We talked about that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, skirts are always good. Yeah, you know. Jeans are not so great. Spandex, a little bit better because you can kind of pull them down quickly, but skirt is the way to go. Or a dress.
Or like a romper with a nice wide gap for sliding it over.
And make sure you're not breaking public sex laws when you're doing your public sex.
Wow, this is a very well linked in.
Dude, they want to make sure
this is
you're
very
safe.
Very professional.
Yeah, well, that's why it's on LinkedIn. You got to have all the professional lists of stuff. You got to make sure you're not easily visible to people passing by. Unless you're kinky, then put yourself right in public.
But that comes back to number one, consent.
Oh, because people might be watching?
Yeah.
Well, make sure you're in a place where only adults go. So, like,
and adults want to see that.
Well, you know, we should
like,
open.
Not at church. Or maybe that's where everyone does want to see it.
Yeah, it's a sin to watch, but I'm going to stand here.
I'll pray for you. Like,
honey, put your penis away. Stop masturbating. Jesus is watching.
Only in church parking lots.
But you got to park in the back so it doesn't look obvious.
Why not the front?
Because you want people to walk out and see across the parking lot, one car in the back just shaking.
Shaking slightly.
Yeah. Change your shocks if your car's squeaky.
This is your reminder.
Yeah. They say to do it in a half-empty parking lot, but I'm not going to lie. Out of all the things I've done in parking lots, a full parking lot is better, especially in the mid-back.
Yeah,
you know, like your chance of getting caught is less because your car is kind of hidden in between other cars.
I'm like literally picturing back in the day, Black Friday, full parking lot.
Yeah, I don't think parking lots get that full anymore. I haven't seen a full parking lot in a long time. That's true. Yeah, where's like a full parking lot is like 17 spaces in from the front.
Yeah. So really, it is more, maybe more of a half full parking lot.
Yeah. Well, every parking lot's going to be half full then. They say your garage, that's garbage. If you're going to be doing your garage, you might as well pull the car out, leave the garage door open, and let your neighbor see what the fuck's going down in your house.
At least share it with
this
everybody.
This is private property. You better not keep your eyeballs on me and my wife having sex. I don't know. I gave myself a Southern.
You just always go Southern.
It's just a fun one to do.
You need to go back to George Bush. That was my favorite.
And then so another thing in this article, it says you need to set the mood.
In the car.
In the car, you know.
Like playing Marvin Gaye or something like, on the radio.
We're not going to take it. What? I don't know. What
sets the mood for you?
In the car.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's car music? What's car sex music? What's a good car sex song? Because Marvin Gaye is more
the
like...
Cars? You play the Cars? Yeah. I wish that... No, that's Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen gets you, Randy?
Yeah, I guess. I wish that I had Jesse's girl.
I mean, that kind of sounds like... That kind of sounds like that, like, iconic it's sex like, in the car. You know what I mean? Like, that time
maybe
period.
Maybe, like, some Stacey's mom. Stacey's it's kind mom. Of got to be, like, cheesy, corny music. Like... Oh, dang, I'm getting to have sex with that one person.
Oh, what happens if your phone dies? I mean, back in the day, we had CD players and that type of stuff, but there's, like, no CD players in cars anymore. So your phone dies, so all you have is the radio. So it's, like, this really good song, and then all of a sudden it's like, welcome to KZZ, we are just top of the hits.
And that's what turns you on, and you explode.
Yeah, maybe. I had no idea that my kink was radio announcers. This radio DJ got me right off.
After the slow jam ends and they're like, all right, and everybody's busted their nuts to KZZ 102.3.
What if that's an actual radio station and we get sued?
I feel like it probably is. I probably have heard that somewhere.
All right, sorry.
Now I'm probably giving away where I grew up.
She's got that station where everyone's getting laid. 10 whatever the fuck she said.
I didn't even say
that. This one says bring sex toys. You know what? So if you're on your first date, you're like, or, you know, whatever the dates, the you know, whatever number it is, but it's the one where you're kind of getting a feel for each other and you're like, let's go back to the woods. That was one of the suggestions, you know, let's drive to the woods. You know, it's our first
the
date.
The lookout point.
Yeah, the lookout point. I also brought my vibrator.
Why not? There's a pocket one. I mean, you got to establish in the relationship early.
Dominance.
You're bringing the man's bringing the vibrator. What is going on?
Yeah, who brings the vibrator? It doesn't say.
I'm just more or less establishing like toys are teammates, not competition.
It's early. But it would still be a really funny thing to bring out on the first day on either party. Like, hey, I hope you don't mind. I brought my friend with me. What?
Well, I mean, it might be kind of suave. Like, I know what gets you off.
Yeah. I have this toy that
I've already talked about.
But yeah, well, that's true. But you know, then also at the same time, you're like just bringing out a toy you've used other times.
I know. I thought about that.
Did you clean that?
It's brand new.
Yeah, it's brand new.
I've only used it on my prostate.
It's brand new. It's only like 3 or 4 years old.
Oh, now I feel bad for that date. I think we're going back to one and whether it's consent or not.
Oh yeah, you have to ask the vibrator too.
Turn on for yes, battery die for no.
And a lot of times those motherfuckers die all the time.
They literally, it's like at that finishing point, they're like, oh, you want to come? Not today, bitch.
Would you have sex in a hot air balloon?
Yeah.
I would have sex in a hot air balloon. But the best thing about having sex in a hot air balloon is you would have to have a pilot. So they would have to either watch
even
or
better.
Be a participant.
That's even better, actually.
Then you can ride your train.
Now I have. Yeah, I'm
a
very
hot air balloon.
I'm kind of turned
balloon.
On right now.
Train balloon. Look at over the city.
It's so majestic.
So majestic and beautiful. And then you're just like, clap, clap, clap.
No, but what's even funnier is like anytime you're driving in your car and you see a hot air balloon, don't you be like, kids, look, the hot air balloon. And
what's
secretly, everyone's.
Yeah, everyone's having sex in a hot air balloon? Yeah, is there enough room in a hot air balloon?
I think they're kind of big baskets.
Yeah, but I don't. If,
again,
I don't think you can sit,
depending on the size of the humans.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You pack me, you're good to go.
Yeah. Interesting. Hot air balloon sex. I think that would be like a one. I feel like I first want to take a trip in a hot air balloon before I jump into that.
Yeah, I think I agree.
You know, like you got to test out to see.
You can also do that hot air balloon where it's kind of like at the festivals where it's just still tied to the ground and you just go up, boop, and then you go back down real short.
Oh, I forgot about those. Yeah. I haven't been to one of those in a while.
Yeah. I've never done it, but it looks
me like neither.
A good tester.
Yeah. All right. Give me a few more minutes. Don't mind her screaming.
Really,
she's not scared.
This.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Why is her mascara running? I was just crying with happiness.
What about boat? I bet boat sex happens a lot.
Oh yeah. We have several creators that we know that have their own boat.
Oh yeah, if you have a boat, if you own a boat and you haven't had sex on that boat, do you really own a boat?
No. You don't qualify.
You know what I mean? Like if I had a boat,
actually,
think within the first 3 days,
you
I'm
will
owning.
Lose your boating license if you don't.
Yeah,
so.
That's what the police actually drive around. They're not looking for drunk boaters. They're like, yo, have you guys had sex
Did
on here yet?
Did you christen this yet?
Yeah. This better have had sex on it. Otherwise, pull your pants down. That's the
Let's
police.
Take care of this.
The police are taking care of it.
The boat police are extra kinky.
Yeah, exactly. But yacht sex, you know, like
obviously.
not yacht.
Sailboat?
Well, sailboat. There's got to be sailboat sex, you know. If you have a boat, you should have sex on it. But also cruise ships. Those motherfuckers are probably just as covered in semen as
absolutely
Las Vegas hotel room.
I feel like they have. Don't they have like swinger cruises and
stuff?
Yeah,
swinger cruises, nudist cruises,
even
regular cruises.
Honestly, that is the last boat I ever want to get on.
Well, when I get a boat, we're having sex on it.
Okay,
I want to buy a cruise ship.
No,
I don't have cruise ship money.
No,
I've got like. Fishing boat with a trolling motor money. Trolling motor. Oh, man. What other vehicles are
there? How about a little paddle boat?
That still comes as a boat.
That's a good little boat for a hand job. Just out in the middle of the lake. Everyone's having picnics.
Yeah. It depends on what lake it is, you know. The more populated the lake, the better. What if you're on a ferry in your car having sex?
Oh, that's got to be done.
Mm-hmm. I bet it's been done.
Yeah.
Especially because you're not
moving.
You
usually stay in your car on a ferry like
that? If you're getting down boogie with it, yeah.
But like, I guess I didn't know, do you stay in your car usually when
you ride
a ferry?
I think you can get like out of your car and like look over the edge and wave at whatever is on
the people on the shore.
Yeah, the people on the shore.
What about like on a motorcycle with one of those little cute side-by-sides? Like a little boogie?
Like the side-by-side could be given a handy to the driver?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, you could do that.
It seems like a lot of these transportation options are just very conducive to hand jobs.
I think everything's hand job friendly. I mean,
everything's hand job friendly. You got a hand, you got the space, you can use it.
So now that we know that you can pretty much fuck in any sort of transportation device.
And the most research appears to be done about planes.
Well, I mean, I just think that planes are the most amazing thing or
they're the
difficult.
Most traveled.
And it's not probably the most traveled. Cars
versus
are.
Versus cars. But everybody wants to do it.
But everybody wants to do it. It doesn't matter. I mean, I mean, think of what Superman feels when he's having sex. If I was Superman, I'd be up like, no, dude, we're not having sex in bed. We're going to the skies.
You got to see this view.
Yeah. You're going to ride me while I fly.
And then,
backwards.
Like... You know, when he jizzes and it's just like falls to the earth, you're like, damn it, that's another bird shit on my head.
It's just Superman jizz. It's a bird, it's a plane, it's, oh God, Superman just came on my face.
Exactly. And also, we're going to be flying here soon. So I'm starting to connive a plan. Well, this has been another interesting this has been another interesting episode. Am I saying interesting right?
Yeah,
I think the word's coming out weird.
It sounds fine to me. I think you're just losing your mind.
I'm stroking out.
Well, just stroking me.
Well, this has been another interesting episode of What a Life podcast. But I think we're done here.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. If you want to keep up with all of the stories and adventures, make sure to follow us on our socials. We'll have the links in the show notes. This is our podcast, What a Life.